It's the morning of the cathedral garden party, and in the bishop's study, his chaplain, the Reverend Mervyn Newt, is busy with last-minute preparations.
Have you
finished
writing the signs for
soldiers? Oh, yes, Mrs. Ruffle, I've just finished. Here they are.
Oh, you are a brick. I'll just pop out and put them up.
Good morning, Mrs. Ruffle.
Oh, good morning, Bishop.
All you ladies working hard, I suppose?
Yes, my lord, we're ordering our best. Excuse me, I must go put these signs up.
Splendid, splendid. Tell me, Luke, what are the arrangements for this afternoon?
Well, the Ladies' Guild are doing tea and sandwiches, and Mrs. Pugh Critchley is making the cake.
Oh, is she?
Yes, isn't it good of her?
Well, yes, I suppose it is, Luke, but frankly, I wish she was a better cook. I ate one of her rock cakes last year, and I had indigestion for a week. Well, it sounds as if we're going to have a very pleasant afternoon.
Oh, yes, I'm sure we shall, my lord. That is, well, there is one problem.
What's that?
The Archdeacon. He's insisted on telling fortunes again.
Oh, really? Well, we must remember, Luke, that he raised a lot of money last year.
Yes. He also raised a lot of eyebrows.
Well, yes. But that, of course, was unfortunate because he won that bottle of sherry on the tombola so early in the afternoon.
Certainly was, my lord. He told people some very odd things after that. You know, he told the percenters mother.
Yeah, yes, I know all about that. Well, we must just try and see that it doesn't happen again this year.
Yes, my lord. Don't you think you should stop him doing it altogether?
Oh, I can't do that. No, he takes it very seriously and he'd be extremely upset. Hello? What's this?
A letter, my lord.
But why haven't I seen it?
Well, I think it must be a mistake. The envelope's addressed to you, but it begins, Dear Piggy, and ends with Love, Poppy.
What? She's written. Oh, she's coming. She's coming. No, she's coming. Do you hear that? She's coming. She's coming. Isn't that splendid?
Yes, yes. Who's coming?
Poppy! Mrs. Arnold, a very old friend of mine.
Mrs. Arnold? Is that the widow you met at your sister's last Christmas?
Yes, Luke, that's right.
The one who'd been to Australia and didn't recognize you because you'd filled out.
Did I tell you she said that? I don't remember.
But you must, my lord, because it was after that that you bought that exercise wheel.
The point is, Luke, I have invited her to the garden party and she has accepted.
Yes, my lord, so I gather.
Morning, Bishop.
Morning, Henry. Have you got my sign, Newt?
Yes, here, Archdeacon. But I haven't got the price on, as I'm not quite sure what it is.
50 new pence. But I thought you only charged the shilling last year, Henry.
That's right, Bishop. I've rounded it up.
Archdeacon, don't you think that's rather a lot of rounding?
No, I'm introducing some improvements.
Are you, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. I think they will surprise people.
Well, I hope they won't surprise people as much as the things you told them last year.
What was wrong with last year?
Almost everything, Henry.
Oh, yes, Archie. You said some awful things. Really, you did.
But I only told them what was in the card.
Oh, did you? Well, I can only suggest you censor it a bit this year, Henry. We don't want any embarrassment,
not with private guests coming.
What private guest?
The bishop has a guest, Archdeacon. A Mrs. Arnold.
A woman.
A lady, Henry.
We've known each other for many years.
And you kept her very quiet.
She's been in Australia, hasn't she, my lord?
Yes, Henry. You know, we met again last Christmas after nearly 30 years.
She must have noticed a change.
No. Well, you may as well know, both of you, in the strictest confidence, of course, I have asked Mrs. Arnold here today to do something I should have done years ago.
Steady, Bishop.
I mean, propose to her, Henry.
Oh, is that all?
Congratulations, my lord.
Thank you, Luke. What about you, Henry? Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Yes, Bishop. I'll drink your health.
No, Henry, there's no need for that.
No, isn't there?
No, particularly in view of your fortune-telling this afternoon, Henry.
Well, if I may say so,
you may not.
My lord?
Yes, sir?
Well, is it something you should have done years ago? Why didn't you?
Silence.
Oh, dear. Is she very shy?
Not her, Luke.
You? But you're not shy, my lord.
If I don't appear to be loud, Luke, that is because I made it my business over the years to disguise it.
Oh, I see. You've done a very good job.
I can assure you that if you'd seen me at the age of 23 at the tennis club dance...
The tennis? You play tennis?
Certainly I did. I had a very good service.
Ah, that must have been before you filled out.
Well, if you'd seen me at the tennis club dance, you'd have realized how shy I am.
Ah, that was what stopped you proposing.
Yeah, it was, Newt. You know, I made up my mind to speak to her after the third dance. And when it came to the point, I just couldn't seem to find an opening.
What did you do, Bishop?
I decided to postpone it, Henry, till after the fourth dance.
And what happened?
Well, from then on, I never managed to get her alone. And you know, there was a great lump of a fellow with bright red hair called Geoffrey Plumstead. And wherever she went, he followed her about like a shadow.
But didn't you take her home, Bishop?
No, Henry, I was about to offer to walk with her, and up he came. He got a car, you see.
Oh, he would have.
Yes, it was only a rotten little Morris 8, but... I mean, what could I do? And the next day I had to go back to college.
And was that the last time you saw her, my lord?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Until I walked into my sister's drawing room last Christmas. She'd come back to England to look up old friends.
Oh, my lord, she might just have come to look for you.
Well, Luke, I rather suspect she may have done. Anyway, I took a chance and invited her down to open today's garden party.
Open it? Did you say open it, my lord?
Yes, why?
What about Mrs. Pugh Critchley?
Well, what about her?
Well, she's expected to open it. She always does.
Yes, well, I don't expect she'll mind under the circumstances.
Oh, you're going to explain the circumstance, are you?
Certainly not. Oh, this is in the strictest confidence. I shall simply tell them that an old friend of mine is going to do it.
You don't think Mrs. Pugh Critchley will be upset?
Upset? Why should she be?
You do! Maybe not
him. Yes, yes, of course, Mrs. Pugh Critchley. Good morning.
Thank you, my lord.
Excuse me.
Oh, do indeed. I'm sorry. I didn't see you behind that great pile of goods you're carrying. Do you need any help?
I don't think so, thank you, my lord.
Yeah, do watch those things, Lionel. I hope you don't mind us coming through your study, but it's the quickest way through to the garden.
Not at all, dear lady.
And if you could, go on ahead and put the cloth on the shore.
Of course, Mrs. Pugh. Might one ask what those tins contain, Dean?
Cakes, my lord. Homemade cakes.
What? All of them?
Yes, and all of them made freshly this morning.
Grace has been up since 5.
Yes, my lord. 5 dozen almond tarts, 6 dozen chocolate drops, and 8 marble cakes.
Did you say marble?
Yes.
They must be very heavy, Dean.
They are a little archdeacon.
Nonsense, Lionel.
Sorry, my love.
Archdeacon, I guess you don't intend to tell fortunes again.
Oh, why? Don't you want to know the future?
Not after what you told me last year.
Didn't it come true?
No. And I'm bound to say I hope it never does.
He was in the car.
Well, it's a pity it didn't stay there. Come along.
Well, are we going now?
Yes, yes, come along. Bishop.
Yes, madam.
I've got to remember. Would you like to hear what I'm going to say when I open the garden party?
What do you mean this afternoon?
But of course I mean this afternoon.
My love.
What is it?
Just that if you're going to talk, I think I will put these tins down.
No, I can't be admitted.
Oh, very well.
Well, now, I thought I'd do it.
Well, dear lady, as a matter of fact, I have asked someone else to open the garden party.
You've got what?
Well, I'm sorry, you see, I couldn't give you more warning, but I've only just heard that the other lady can do it.
Grace is the first lady of the close, my lord.
Now, please concentrate on what you're doing. My lord, aren't you satisfied with the way I do it?
Oh, there's simply no question of that.
Then would you care to give me an explanation as to why you've asked someone else?
An explanation? Well, dear lady, that would take rather a long time.
Then I will put these tins down.
You realize I've done it every year for the past 10 years?
Then I'm sure you'll be the first to agree that you deserve a rest.
A rest? Well, now I've heard everything. Lionel?
Yes, my love?
Oh, what are you up to? Come along.
Of course, coming, my love. Steady, Lionel.
Ah, there you are, Mrs. Pugh Critchley. I put the tablecloth on. Is it all right?
What? Oh, yes, Milt, I suppose so. I'm bound to say I've rather lost interest in the whole business.
Oh, the bishop's told you he's got someone else to open the garden party, has he?
Yes, Milt, he has.
Oh, well, he does have a very good reason.
Really? I'd like to know it.
Well, it's strictly confidential.
Of course.
Well, the fact is,
he's going to marry her.
What? You don't mean it. Yes, but it's in the strictest confidence.
Oh, at the barrel?
Well,
quickly, Donald.
I'm coming as quickly as I can.
You never guess what I just heard.
One moment whilst I put these down.
Oh, never mind that. I've just come to tell you.
In the strictest confidence.
Oh, yes, in confidence. Of course.
Yes, Grace, what is it?
You know that woman. He's asked to open the party.
Yes, my love.
Well, he's going to marry her. What have you done? You've got all my things.
Oh, I'm sorry, my love. It's a shock. Oh, oh, dear. I thought you said he was going to marry her.
But he is going to marry her.
I can't believe it.
No. Oh, no. I stopped going to.
But you said you weren't going to.
Ah, that was before I knew Mrs. Arnold was coming out. I can't let her see me like this. Come on. You have to hold the fort.
Right, my lord, coming.
There,
my
lord, you see?
Yes, I do, my love. And I must say that I think it's excellent news.
Excellent? What's excellent about it?
A woman's influence, my love. Think what it may do for him.
You think she'll curb his self-indulgence?
Well, look what you've done for me.
Oh, Donald, please. You don't have anyone who won't fit in.
But she'll have your example to help her, Grace.
Yes. And who knows? She could be a friend for me.
She could, my love. I know you've always wanted one.
You know, I'm quite looking forward to meeting her. Come along, we must lay these cakes out.
Tell me, Duke, how do I look?
Oh, very nice, my lord.
This coat's a very good fit, isn't it?
Yes. Is that the work of the exercise wheel?
Certainly, Doctor. It's always fitted extremely well.
Excuse me, Bishop. What's going to get a few things?
Why is she coming through the study?
Well, it's a shortcut, my lord. Everybody's been using it all the morning.
Well, I hope everybody's not going to use it all the afternoon. I don't want to be interrupted when I'm talking to Poppy.
Sorry, Bishop. Excuse me once more.
Well, see, I mean, that could be very inconvenient if I was, if we were talking privately.
Yes, well, I don't suppose they'll use it once the party begins, my lord.
Well, I can't take any chances. I'll just have to put my foot down. Oh, Lord, here's another of them. Excuse me, madam.
What's that, Bishop?
Really? Why are you dressed up like a gypsy?
It's my fortune-telling ring. I found it specially.
You didn't dress up as a woman last year, Archdeacon.
No, this is one of the improvements.
That, Henry, is a matter of opinion. Go on, take it off at once.
Why, Bishop?
Well, I can't have my Archdeacon walking about looking like Danny LaRue's grandmother.
But you won't be walking around, will you, Archdeacon?
No.
No, I shall be in my tent.
Then you are not to come out of it, Henry.
Oh, I won't, Bishop, except to meet her.
Meet her?
That's out of the question, Henry. She mustn't see you looking like that. It'll give her quite the wrong impression. No, you must promise me that you will stay in your tent.
Oh, well, Bishop, if you insist.
I do. Now, off you go.
Right. I'll just buy my ticket for the tombola.
And you won't do that either, Henry. Not after last year.
Oh, but it's thirsty work getting fortunes.
Then go and have a cup of tea. Now, off you go, and be very careful what you tell people.
Ah, don't worry, Bishop. I shall only tell them what is in the cards. See you later.
Right. Now, is everything ready?
Yes, my lord. Everything is under control except the last few tombola tickets. I'd better just do them now.
Excuse me, may I come in?
No, madam, no one may come to my... Poppy! Poppy, it's you!
Oh, hello, Piggy. Am I a bit early?
No, of course not. How could you be? Do come in.
Oh, thank you.
Let me introduce you to my captain, Mervyn Duke.
How do you do?
Oh, dear, what an honor. I shall treasure this moment always. Oh, really, I shall. Oh, you have a good journey.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, now, come along and sit down. We've got about half an hour before the garden party begins, and I want to talk to you.
Oh, about the opening?
Well, that and other things. Meet.
Yes, my lord. Haven't you got something to do?
No, my lord. Are you sure, Luke, that you haven't?
Yes, my lord.
What about the tickets for the tombola?
Oh, yes. I'd better sit down and do them.
No, Luke, out. Outside, don't you think?
Outside?
Yes, no, outside.
Outside? Oh, yes, of course, outside. Yes, outside.
Now, Poppet. Oh, it's nice to see you here.
Oh, it's nice to be here, Tiggy.
Is it, Poppet? Is it really?
Yes, of course.
Well, I thought as soon as the opening's over, we'll come back here and have tea, just the two of us, on our own.
Oh, but what about Geoffrey?
Geoffrey?
Who's Geoffrey?
Oh, you remember Geoffrey Plumstead from the tennis club?
What? You don't mean to say he's coming?
Oh, of course. He brought me down in his car. He's having a little trouble parking.
May I come in?
Oh, there you are. You remember Piggy Heaver, don't you?
Of course. How are you, Piggy, old chap? Good heavens, you have filled out.
Geoffrey, and how very nice to see you.
No, don't get up. What a nice old place you've got here.
Oh, well, I'm glad it meets with your approval.
Martha, of course it's all thrown in, I suppose. Goes with the job, eh?
It is the bishop's residence, certainly.
Yes. You know, you've done very well, Piggy.
Do you think so?
Yes. Another other thing to pop in the car. You were the last person I'd have expected to get anywhere.
Really? Well, if you'll excuse us, Poppy, my dear.
Yes, Piggy?
I want to talk to you about the opening, and then we can't very well talk here.
Oh, can't we? Why not?
Well, because I want to show you my rose garden.
Oh, what a good idea.
If you will excuse us, Geoffrey.
No, dear, I'm coming too.
What?
What for? I mean, you don't want to come here.
Yes, I do. I'm rather keen on roses.
Oh, very well. Come on. Oh, dear.
Archdeacon, are you settled in your tent all right?
Yes, thank you, Newt. Have you bought my tombola ticket?
Yes, but I thought you'd like to know Mrs. Arnold's arrived.
Really? What's she like?
Oh, she's charming, absolutely charming. She's got the most lovely fair hair.
Oh, blonde. Oh, excuse me.
Archdeacon, where are you going?
I'm a fear of one.
No, Archdeacon. The bishop said you mustn't leave the tent.
Oh, don't worry, I won't let anyone see me.
There, now, though I say it myself, I think those cakes look an absolute picture.
They certainly do, my love.
Newt!
Yes, Mrs. Lucan. Has she arrived?
She has, and she's absolutely charming.
Really? Where is she?
In the study with the bishop. Excuse me, I've got to finish the tombola ticket before the party starts.
Of course. Lionel, I think I'll go and introduce myself.
Is that wise, my love?
Well, I don't see why not.
Suppose he wants to be alone with her.
Well, if he does, I'm sure she'd wish to know there's another woman about for her own safety. Come along.
Now, where is this charming blonde? Good gracious. There's no one here. The study's deserted. Oh, but the decanter's full.
Fancy me noticing that.
Just what I wanted.
Can you see her, my love?
No, not quite. If you move your head out of the light, I'd be able to get a little closer to the window. Yes.
What? What is it, Grace?
She's not at all what I expected.
What's she like?
Well, she looks rather bohemian. She's got dyed black hair and a scarf round her head and earrings. Dear me. I don't think I could make a friend of her, Lionel.
Grace, remember, we mustn't judge by appearances.
I'm not. You should see what she's doing. Drinking, Lionel. She's just drunk a huge glass of sherry. Now she's pouring across the mother.
What?
She's drunk it in one gulp.
Dear me, she sounds a hard case.
Now she's picking up the decanter. Gracious, she's come to the window. Quick, Lionel, help me. Behind this bush, quick. There. Look, you see? She's gone straight into that shrubbery, carrying it with the decanter. Did you ever see anything like it?
Never, Grace, never.
What does it mean?
It means that we can't rely on her to curb the bishop's self-indulgence.
Have you met Mrs. Arnold?
No, but we've seen her.
We certainly have.
Isn't she attractive?
Attractive? Well, I must say, there's no accounting for some people's taste. Come along, Lionel.
Come in, love.
My lord?
Yes, Duke, what is it?
Oh, there you are. Where's Mrs. Arnold?
Oh, she's coming, Duke.
Have you Have you asked her yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, dear. Did you get shy again?
I haven't had a chance to get anything, Newt.
Why not?
Oh, there you are, Piggy. I'm sorry we lost you.
Who's this? Mervyn Newt, my domestic chap.
Ah, the chap who does all the work, I suppose.
Ah, what a very nice thing to say, Mr. Thurlow.
Plumstead. Jeffrey Plumstead.
Oh, are you the red-headed lout? I mean, I'm... You used to have red hair.
Yes. How do you know?
The bishop mentioned it, sir.
You've been talking about me, have you, Piggy?
Yes, Jeffrey, you may rest assured you've not been forgotten. Now, Poppy, I rather want to have a private chat.
What now?
Well, yes, I think it'd be as good a time as any, don't you?
Of course. In that case, I'll leave you both alone. Come along, Mervyn. You can show me where the party is to be. Now, come along.
Oh, yes, yes,
what's the matter, old chap?
Well, I wanted to talk to Poppy.
What about?
Oh, nothing, just a private matter. I suppose you want to propose to her.
Why ever should you think that?
Well, you did last time.
Last time? That night at the tennis club dance when you trailed around after her all evening.
You knew I wanted to propose.
Of course.
Then why did you keep getting in the way?
Frankly, old chap, she wasn't very impressed with your game.
My game? What game?
Tennis, old chap.
Oh, what has that got to do with it?
Everything.
You know what girls are.
That service of yours would have put anyone off.
Oh, really? I cannot imagine Poppy's decision will be affected by my tennis when I propose to her as I intend to today.
Why not?
Well, without wishing to be rude, some of us have given up tennis.
Looking at you, I'd say that was pretty obvious.
I mean, some of us are concerned with more important things than a mere game.
Mere? What do you mean, mere? You only say that because you can't play.
Rubbish! And there's no need to get excited.
I'm not getting excited. You're the one who's getting excited. And if I were in your condition, I'd worry about my blood pressure.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with my blood pressure.
Where are you going?
Out into the garden until you've cooled down.
I don't need to cool down.
Oh, really? This is too much. Oh, I'm just steadying my nerves. Now, where on earth is the decanter?
Don't worry about my nerves.
Yes, Dean, yes. Oh, Mrs. Duke has written.
I hope you'll forgive this intrusion, Bishop, but we feel we must speak.
No, really, is it important?
Excuse me. May we sit down?
Oh, yes, of course. Please do. Well, Dean, what's it all about?
Well, my lord, frankly, it concerns your proposed marriage.
What?
Who told you about that?
Your chaplain.
In the strictest confidence.
Well, did he? Well, what do you want to say? Have you come to congratulate me?
No, my lord, thank you. We've come to beg you to think it over.
A large gap in age can put an added strain on a marriage, my lord.
But I'm only a couple of years older than this lady, ma'am.
Older? You are older?
Well, of course.
She can't have taken care of her kin, lad.
It would appear she hasn't taken care of anything, my love.
I don't know what you are insinuating, Dean, but I must tell you I strongly resent any suggestion that Mrs. Arnold is not an extremely handsome woman.
Yeah, of course, my lord. We must remember beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Grace.
We certainly must, Lionel. But, my lord, do you feel this lady is adequate to the position she'll have to fulfill?
In what sense?
Well, morally.
Oh, how dare!
Well, what about socially, Bishop? Remember, she'll have to take over the chairmanship of the Ladies' Guild, the Mothers' Union, the Friends of the Cathedral, the Clergy Wives Association, the Tomb Cleaning Circle. My lord, are you listening to me?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, madam. I was looking for something.
Not by any chance for your decanter, my lord.
Well, yes, indeed, as a matter of fact, I was. It seems to have disappeared.
Ah, do you hear that, Grace?
Yes,
now, I think we can help you, my lord.
Well, do you know where it is?
Yes, Bishop. In the shrubbery.
What on earth is it doing in the shrubbery?
I'm afraid you must ask your fiancée, my lord.
Poppy? Did she take it?
She not only took it, my lord. She was drinking the contents when she disappeared behind the laurel bush.
Don't believe.
I can assure you it gives us no pleasure to have to tell you, my lord.
But we feel it is our duty.
We cannot stand by and watch you throw yourself away on such a shameless creature.
Poppy? A shameless creature? I should like to know what's given you such an idea.
Bishop. I've got something to tell you.
Yeah, the problem itself.
Tell me, what are you doing with my decanter?
This? I took it by mistake.
Archdeacon! Yes? Why are you dressed in these ridiculous clothes?
We thought you were someone else.
Someone? You didn't think he was Mrs. Arnold?
I fear we did, my lord.
You imagine that I'd marry a moth-eaten old rat man like her?
I'll
resent that, Bishop.
Not nearly as much as I do, Henry.
Lionel, take me home.
Now, my love?
Yes, now.
But the party hasn't started.
I don't care. Never mind the party. I can't take any more.
Oh, very well, my love. Will you excuse us, my lord?
Yes, of course, Dean, of course.
Thank you, Bishop. You seem to forget, Lionel. I've been up since 5.
Indeed, I don't. But there is something that you seem to forget, Grace.
No, what's that?
To get you up, I had to be up at 4:45.
What?
Henry, I told you to stay in your tent. What will Mrs. Arnold say if she sees you?
Oh, she's seen me, Bishop. Oh, well, of course, that's done it. Not that I have much hope left in that quarter anyway.
But you have, Bishop. You think so, Henry?
Oh, I know it. She's going to marry you.
How do you know?
Mm-hmm. I just told her fortune. It's in the cards. A true lover's lot.
Henry, tell me, did she believe you when you told her this rubbish? I mean, did she believe you when you told her?
Yes, Bishop, every word.
You clever old archdeacon. Now, off you go, back to your tent.
Right, Bishop.
Oh, and Henry.
Yes, Bishop.
You might leave my decanter behind.
Oh, yes, Bishop, I nearly forgot.
Ah, now, I need one to steady my nerves. Oh, blast, it's empty.
Oh, Kitty, there you are. I've got some wonderful news.
Yes, I know.
Who? Who told you?
Henry, I mean, that old fortune teller, and may I say, he's made me a very happy man.
Oh, dear Kitty. Oh, you are sweet. Of course, you've known us both for a long time, haven't you?
Both.
Oh, me and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? What's Jeffrey got to do with it?
I'm going to marry him.
What?
Well, you do seem surprised.
Oh, because... Look, let's get this straight. Henry, I mean the old fortune teller, told you you were to marry Jeffrey.
Yes, just now. She said she saw true lover's knot, which I was tying with my childhood sweetheart.
Your childhood sweetheart? But that's not Jeffrey.
Oh, of course it is. I was always madly in love with him.
Then why didn't you marry him?
He wouldn't. He said it might spoil his game.
That follows.
Hello, Piggy. Heard the news?
Yes, thank you.
Are you going to congratulate me?
Well, Jeffrey, to be quite frank.
My lord, it's time to open the garden.
Oh, good. Okay, then shall we go?
Rather. Let me take your arm, my dear.
Oh, my lord.
Yes, Luke.
When are you going to announce your engagement?
I am not, Luke. It is off.
Oh, dear. Did your shyness come back?
No, Luke. My past did. Too much of it.
So,
I come to 3 valuable conclusions.
What are they, my lord?
That it is better to live in the present, and that tennis is not my favorite game.
Oh, I see. But I thought you said 3 conclusions.
So I did.
But what's the third?
That at all costs, the archdeacon must be stopped telling fortunes. Now, come along, or we'll miss you.
Episode of All Gas and Gators, the cast is played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Q. Critchley, Joan Sanderson, Poppy, Betty Huntley-Wright, Jeffrey, Alan Cuthbertson, Mrs. Russell, Pat Keane. The Bishop Entertains was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin App. The program was produced by John Dyer.